No, I don't think it's a toxic atmosphere. The thing is that this board is a very active board and members have their say. And sometimes we all as individuals or for areas we represent within the board get criticised. I've been criticised myself many occasions. I think you have to learn to live with that and move forward. Every member who comes to the board has positive views. And personally, I feel that if you win and get your point of view accepted by the rest, 1 in 3, 1 in 4 times you're doing very well. And the other times it's a matter of maybe taking your ideas, somebody else's ideas, and reaching a compromise.
But Mr. Cherry said this wasn't about political decisions, it was personal.
Well, I don't believe they're personal. Being honest, I assume when people get angry and make comments, not angry, forceful, and want to try to put their view forward, then yes, it can come over occasionally that way. But we do try and ensure that members are always reminded that they should treat everybody with respect in the boardroom and outside.
Well, was Mr. Cherry being treated with respect, do you think?
I think so, generally. Mr. Cherry, what I feel is respect. Maybe Mr. Cherry doesn't feel the same way. And that, you know, Mr. Cherry's got his own personal beliefs, and what's acceptable to me is not acceptable to him, maybe.
He talked about it affecting his mental health. Now, do you take that kind of comment seriously?
Yes, but I have no knowledge of that. Mr. Cherry at no time has discussed his health or well-being with me, which I'm disappointed in because I've known Mr. Cherry a long time. I personally like him, I like his company, and I would have hoped he could have felt that he could have come and talked to me.
Well, in retrospect now, are you looking at what you do as a board? Are you looking at procedures? Because if you're thinking maybe you're standing for Onca next year and you take Mr. Cherry's word for his experience, you might be put off.
I would hope not. This board in the past 12 months has reviewed a lot of our things. Standing orders has undergone a full review. Code of conduct, health and safety, staff welfare are all being reviewed and updated. We have a new chief executive in who's very keen on making sure that we are up to date with the legislation, that we carry it out, and hopefully that ensures that all our board members and staff are treated well.
The comments are serious from Mr. Cherry. Do you not think more has to be done in light of them?
I think that'll be a board decision, whether the board members want to review it or not, and that'll be discussed, I'm sure, with the board.
Mr. Cherry had also said that the board's reputation maybe hasn't been as good as it has been in the past few years, with staffing issues of which have been documented, his resignation. What do you say to that?
Staffing issues, we've had problems over the last 12, 18 months. I believe we've come out of that now. We've got an excellent chief executive in. We have a new head of finance in. We've got a new surveyor. Not all left under clouds. Some have retired or moved on. Our present structure is good. Look around our boardroom. There's some big work in progress going on now to modernise and update everything. We've created a new vision for Onken. So I believe we're moving forward.
Another comment was that there's stalemate in the board on certain occasions, or there's a lot of personal agendas coming through. As chairman, do you see that happening or not?
It's hard to say. When you've got a board of 7, if you get 4 voting together and it's done regularly, you could say you've got a stalemate. I don't think we've seen a tremendous amount of that this last year.
But has it happened, maybe not in years previous?
Well, not generally in my time. You can always say yes. Sometimes you think they're ganging up on me, but generally speaking, I think the best result is what comes out in the end.
Now, it's on your watch, Mr. Cherry's resignation. Do you feel you personally could have done more?
I'm not sure what Mr. Cherry would have wanted me to do. I know he comments about any other business, but any other business is supposed to be for urgent business. The trouble is, what is urgent business? If one of our members has one of our residents complaining to him on that day, to that person it's serious and it's urgent. So I tend to try and give some leeway on it, but at the same time ensuring that decisions are not taken hastily, that if a decision is required, it goes back to our chief executive to discuss it with the staffing, have a look at it, and then come back to the board with a solution.
And just finally, on a more positive note, reflecting on Mr. Cherry's contribution to the board, what are some of the things he's been noted for, I suppose, some of his the successes.
Mr. Cherry's been responsible for a lot in the housing, and I think at the moment our housing is just coming to results of a review. Mr. Cherry's played quite a large part in that, and I'm sure it's a piece of work that'll take us forward in the future, and I would hope that members will recognise that Mr. Cherry's input into that. And at the same time, he's been a valuable member with made comments at the right time when he felt he needed to, often very good points that he put into debate. Personally, it's been a pleasure to have him on the board.
Do you reckon it was harder for him as a very young commissioner?
Yes, and that's not to put any young commissioner off, but Mr. Cherry's just starting out, and I think he admits himself he's in a quite a high pressure job, and sometimes it's not always easy for him to get off when things are happening during the daytime. And possibly that's been a little frustrating at times to him as well.